We'll put a spotlight on an event organizer as well. Sizwe Kutiyena, exciting lakhe. How does he feel, I mean, with regarding artists just ditching J Amba gigs and not even pitching, you know?
You're doing it big. Rise FM.
Mpumalanga. Azishe.
Himself, he goes by the name of Mpendulo Dlamini, also known as Mpegza, DJ Mpegza, University of Limpopo Media Studies graduate, you know, passionate with events. And not just events, but conceptual events. I mean, he started doing events 4 years back, got inspiration from Ustenki DJ, who is based in Durban, and also did Wimbledon edition, yeah? Cuban theme, and the last Sunday Braai. And also, he has hosted many, many known concepts like Sip and Paint and Mkhodu Mondays. And he'll certainly be joining us just shortly. And let's welcome DJ Mpegza, Shapkunjan Puti.
Morning, my brother. Morning to the listeners at home. I hope you are good.
Hey, I'm good, man. I'm good. I mean, I'm a person that's also, you know, in events, and I love, you know, attending and also just organizing, yeah, where I can. You know what I mean? But now, the main person that's supposed to come to the event doesn't pitch. When the, you know, event organizer, how do you handle the situation?
It differs, my brother. It differs. Sometimes it happens that maybe it's due to weather condition, this person cannot be able to come because the venue doesn't accommodate maybe rainy conditions. As the organizer, you need to inform that person in time that here we're having this kind of situation, it's out of control, so we cannot be able to continue with the event. Sometimes these people, they lie and then they say they've got panchara, which is a known story now. They got a panchara along the road. They are not going to be able to pitch anymore and whatnot. Sometimes they will just say they got sick and whatnot, only to find out that maybe they took many kids and then they cannot be able to come to your event. Which sometimes it puts your name in a bad picture. Sometimes it puts the establishment name in a bad picture because most of them now they normally do these things.
Yeah, and mina ngingisakuthemba vele as an organizer.
Yes, and in most situations you find that you do market taking. You understand?
Sure.
So the people get disappointed in that way.
And then now, when they get disappointed, do you give them the money back? And then when do you get your money back from the artist? Or
so now I think people should understand that whenever the event happens, there is no way you can get back the refund for an example. But if the event didn't happen, I feel like you are bound to get back your money. But when the event happened, we rather do maybe a compensation to say on the next event or on the next occasion, we can maybe lower the prices of entry fees.
Yeah.
Or maybe do free entrance for that particular person when he comes back. But if ever we got a refund, we will do another event and then we'll allow a free entrance so that we do a compensation for those who have paid and that person didn't come.
I'm fine now. When are we event organizer grant?
Yes, but if an event happened already, there were some expenditures that we did and we had to cover with that ticket sales money. So it's impossible for an event organizer to give you back your money while the event happened. And it is not the event organizer's fault. It is the artist's fault that he didn't pitch or she didn't pitch.
So in that regard, who has to apologize? You as the event organizer or the artist has to apologize?
We have to take accountability as the event organizer, hand in hand with the artist. The artist needs to inform or at least issue a communique to say, this is the reason why I didn't pitch. They've paid me, they've booked me, I've confirmed my booking and even my performance time. Because Remember, when we are doing MA bookings for these high-profile people, we make sure that at some point we have the agreement form where the artist does send, and then also we have hours where we send to the artist, and then we confirm even the performance time. And also the technicalities that you need to have this kind of CDJs, this kind of equipment, in order for me to be able to perform. And if we agree to that, it means we have an agreement now.
Yes.
And we must abide according to that agreement.
Hey, ngapha kunama rider. Ngapha, hey, nkosi yami kuningi.
You understand? Hey. And at some point, these people, you have to book for them.
Yeah.
And then now you have already booked, and some of these maybe guest house, because especially some other places, they don't have my 5-star hotel. They don't do my refund if they have booked. Especially, let's say it went over a night. You cannot get a refund that you didn't come in and then utilize that room that you have booked. You don't get those refunds.
Sure. I'm fine. You know what?
They already reserved that room for you and you didn't come.
Exactly. I was angry, and it's not their fault, right?
Yes.
I know. DJ Pegs, maybe if there's someone out there that's listening and they want to utilize your services when out here, bakthola kanjani on the socials or mhlambe kuna I WhatsApp, bakthola kanjani van?
No, my socials are very active, especially on Facebook. You can just click the follow button. It's DJ Pegs, Pegs Mpendulo. And then on Instagram, it's just DJ Pegza. I think on my page, you can see my number there. You can just utilize it for WhatsApp and also for calls, because I'm using the same number for WhatsApp and also for calls.
Sure. No, DJ Pegza, siyabonga wena mfowethu in weighing in this issue here as a professional. Ngiyabonga wena uthami for isikhathi sakho.
Thank you so much, my brother, for your time.
There you have it from DJ Mpegza. I'm a refund, bafethu kunzima. Kunzima. Already kona makosta se wayendekile. So, eish. At least if bakunikeza maybe a refund. No. You know, shout out to that event organizer. Just like DJ Mpegza as well. I organize a grand. Mpumalanga. Azishe. We got, yes, I said it as well, coming through.
Women's Month on Raza FM.